Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
So I mentioned the concept of Ubuntu, of working together instead of competitive and trying to, by competition and by being first, destroy the other person in order for one to come out first. In the commercial area, there was an article that came out, and if you've been listening to my programs, you heard this concept way back some 7 or 8 months ago, because I interviewed my brother-in-law, Matoño, Mato Santos of Mato Santos Commercial, and he talked about implementing for export a collaboration with Walmart. And at that moment, there was a couple of obstacles that had to be overcome, and he was describing those in the program. To my not surprise, because when Matoño gets involved in something, he usually is successful in implementing it. But it's still good, you know, when you know that there are obstacles, that the obstacles have been overcome. Because on the Friday in Nuevo Día, there was an article that Walmart, the way it is entitled, was serves as a trampoline for exportation, for exporting. And the group that have gotten together to work with Walmart is Los Sidrines, and of course, Manuel Cidre has also been on my program, so I'm proud. I'm proud of that. And Mato Santos, I just mentioned, and Empanadillas Titan have gotten together to work in order to export their products to the United States using the Walmart distribution facilities and all the chains they have throughout all the states. As I recall, Matoño was going to help provide the warehousing in the states, his initial, you know, arrival place, I think, in Jacksonville. And it's a question of transportation, of making the economies of scale work so that this is successful. And then having, of course, the actual distribution system, you know, once the products arrive throughout the United States. So that is a great example of collaboration by businesses that, you know, hopefully will be successful and has great potential. I've always been concerned with I think, prevalent lack of collaboration, you know, within our commercial sector. You know, when you think of the Koreans and the Japanese, and they put together these large complexes to help to be able to export and penetrate markets outside the particular country. We have nothing like that, and we need to do it, because to do it on your own is very risky, very expensive, etc. At one time I was presiding. I helped found the International Trade and Service Association back in the mid-90s. As 936 was taking a nosedive, I was looking for a new area that I thought had great potential, and I thought export was one of them. And we started this organization and did a lot of seminars and a lot of work to push the export. And it started off pretty well, but things, we got out of focus, I think, and it was a little bit, probably a little ahead of its time in terms of going forward in Puerto Rico. But the idea there, to a great extent, was again collaboration. We had the universities, we had the government, we had the private sector, you know, all working together to then incentivize and see how we could bring an increase in exports. And I remember at that time I was thinking, for example, the different hardware manufacturers, Basayo, and I was representing a lawyer for Insular Wire, and there was Ferreteria Nin, and there was a series of entities doing really quite well in the hardware type manufacturing, and they were all local. And it seemed to me that if they worked together, and there was about almost 8 or 10 of them. I'm sure we could have gotten 5 if they could work together in order to penetrate, for example, the Caribbean and Central American market, just to start off, in something that's more attainable. It could work instead of, you know, working individually. Because if you were able to get 3 people, 2 working in the in the Central America and 1 working in the Caribbean, and you shared those expenses and you shared that expertise, and if you went to a particular fair, trade show, and you shared the booth, which is not only expensive to hire, but then to maintain, to have the personnel there during that 3 or 4, sometimes even more days process. If you could share all of that, you can then attain your goals, I think, on an economically feasible fashion. If you only have 1 person, you're covering all these areas. By the time they get back to the Jamaica again or to Costa Rica again, it's going to be 3, 4, 6 months, maybe a year. You've lost the whole momentum. You have to have somebody there. So these kinds of collaboration, I think, are necessary. The other day, for example, I was talking to someone in the high-end hotel tourism. It was, I'll mention the name, it was Federico Stube of the Dorado Beach. And it seemed to me that if the high-end, I'm thinking, for example, the golf, if we have Bahia and Dorado Beach, and we have Royal Isabela, which is very, very high-end golf in Puerto Rico, and we got them to work together, and they were able to advertise and, you know, programs and for the golf vacation at these 5-6-star locations, and the advertisement would then be much more economically attainable and could be handled, and we could get involved in a lot more different magazines and media outlets for it. Federico said he had thought of that, and again, I think it's a question of, as like so many other things, the ideas are there, is then to start implementing them. But the first thing is to get the idea and get this, what I think, a somewhat cultural impediment that we have here in Puerto Rico against, you know, working together. And we want to sort of beat the other person and be more successful the other person, instead of joining hands and seeing this as something that we work together. We're going to have more people, the pie increases, and we're going to have more people coming to Puerto Rico to enjoy our golf facilities in that particular case. Another example that just came out, and this one was today, Monday, the February 11th, which is the first day I have this this program for the week, and a really kind of a nice new concept. And the headline is "Changes and Alliances in the Annual Association of Marketing and Sales and Marketing Organization." And the new president, Veronique Descombes, describes the new vision, which is basically to work with other entities, and instead of just having their conferences with the speakers, to really have a networking session and to bring in other associations. And they list about 5 or 6 associations to work together in terms of helping the companies, the members of SME, to develop in areas that are important, and this is a relatively not having people come in to give education. They're 20-minute talks that'll be available during particular periods. But again, what I find, you know, interesting is the alliance concept, the collaboration, the trying to do things with others, which I think is so essential. The other day, to give you just, you know, this is the sublime, let's give you the, what I consider the ridiculous. The other day I was with someone and a comment was made to this, to the president of a particular nonprofit organization, says, you know, there's this new, I'm worried there's this new head at this other entity. And I, you know, a lot of concern, and of course I, you know, expressed concern. And I thought basically that this other entity would really have problems because this new head was a real, something was amiss, you know, in terms of the person chosen. But no, the concern was that this person was too good and that the competition was going to be rough, you know, from now on, and that and this was a real, you know, concern. When it should be just the opposite, you should be happy. You should be, you know, that there's a top person coming in at another competitive situation, whether it's profit or nonprofit, and this, hopefully that kind of a person who's sure of themselves, who has talent, hopefully will also see things as like the collaboration, and that we have to work for the common good, and it should be a positive thing. But you know, that kind of a story is indicative of some of the things that happen in Puerto Rico, where people see competition as being detrimental instead of something that can be taken advantage of. So let's take a break, and we'll be right back and continue this topic of collaborating. And you're invited to call in. This is a live program, so call in at 724-1030 or the toll-free 877-771-4242. This is Jorge Gonzalez on Business Resolutions, a live format.